Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 752 days, Ukraine stands strong against the forces of the Russian invasion. The number of fatalities as a result of the Russian attack on 15th of March has risen to 21 people, reports Zmina. Yesterday, a 39-year-old driver and firefighter, Vitaly Alimo, passed away in hospital. He suffered severe injuries while performing his duties as a result of a second missile strike by the Russians on Odessa. Medics did everything possible, but unfortunately they could not save the man's life. Among other victims of the strike, a medic, first responder, former deputy mayor, and commander of the special unit of the police. In an interview with Ukrainian media, French President Emmanuel Macron declared that his country has no limits when it comes to helping Ukraine and will respond to Russia's behavior, reports Ukrainska Pravda. He stressed that the French goal is not to let Russia win this war and bring sustainable peace back to Europe. While having no limits in reaction to Russia's behavior, Paris won't go down the path of escalation and take part in offensive initiatives. Macron said that the situation in Ukraine today is more complicated than ever. Russia has switched to a military economy, and there is a lot of uncertainty about the prospects in the international arena. Quote, "That's why we need this new impetus at the level of European countries to speed up their assistance. If the enemy says that they have no limits, why should we say that we have limits?" Unquote, the French president said. Asked whether he would pick up the phone if he received a call from internationally wanted criminal Vladimir Putin, Macron said, quote, "Yes, I would pick up the phone, because I feel it is my responsibility and I would listen to what he has to say. I believe that France's role is to be the sinews of war," as Churchill put it. On the one hand, we need to give Ukraine everything it needs to strengthen its defense capabilities, and on the other hand, we need to help de-escalate, unquote. Asked whether France had a plan in place in case the US stopped supporting Ukraine and withdrew from NATO, Macron stressed that it was in the US interest to continue to help Ukraine in the long term, because, quote, "the fate of international law and liberal democracy is being decided in Ukraine," unquote. When the journalist suggested requesting a ceasefire in Ukraine during the Olympic Games in Paris, Macron responded, quote, "Yes, we will ask for one," unquote. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The British outlet The Telegraph predicts a critical shortage of missiles for air defense in Ukraine, reports Suspilne. According to the publication, Ukraine is so short of ammunition that by the end of the month it will run out of anti-aircraft missiles to defend its cities. This means, predicts The Telegraph, that instead of trying to shoot down 4 out of 5 Russian missiles as it does now, Ukraine will be able to use its air defense systems to shoot down only 1 out of 5 missiles. The Telegraph at the same time quotes Russian officials as saying that they know that Ukraine is running out of ammunition and they are ready to strike. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We are a commercial initiative of just 2 people and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. Your support is essential for our work. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.